Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and I know you've seen this show, Animal Control, Season 4 already. This is crazy. Bella Lovell co-stars as Emily Price in Season 4, and it's, if you haven't seen the show, it's a group of local animal control workers, and their lives are complicated by the fact that animals are simple, but humans are not, and Bella joins us here in the National Defense. Bella, how are you?
Hi, I'm so good. Thanks for having me so much, Randy.
Hey, so what kind of animals do you have? Do you have a dog?
I have two rescue cats. so they are crazy and insane, and I love them. And, yeah, I'm capping it at two. I'm not allowing myself to get three because then I'll just get four or five.
Our daughter has two crazy rescue cats. And
oh, really?
Yeah, and they just they do their own thing whenever they want to do it, right? That's basically a cat.
That's a really great way of putting it. Yeah, they're kind of marching to the beat of their own drum, and then you just kind of end up following it because you're like, well, I guess you run things around here.
Yeah.
I guess you're in charge.
So
I don't know where I signed up for this, but
right. And is it? Could you say the same thing about Joel McHale?
Yeah, I guess. He's like a rescue cat,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with that. So Joel McHale is, I like to, what's the word? He has a very dry sense of humor. And
yes.
He can be kind of like very sarcastic and you don't know when he's kidding, but he is the biggest softy and he's a sweetie, which a lot of people wouldn't know by his sense of humor.
Right.
He's the best, and like, we're so lucky that he like leads our show. He's a great leader.
Well, you're great on this show. We're talking to Bella Lovell here on the National Defense, this Season 4 of Animal Control. And there's the new episode that comes out tomorrow, as a matter of fact, when Templeton is nominated for Animal Control Officer of the Year, which, you know, that's a big deal. Frank sets out to rescue 24 animals in 24 hours, which is, I don't know about animal control. Is that a big ask? It seems like a lot.
It does seem like a lot, doesn't it? Like, you wouldn't think there's just 24 animals that need rescuing
right.
in one day. But don't worry, we'll find them. We find them on the show.
And I love this Roosters and Moles episode. Templeton, of course, tries to sabotage Frank's mission. And this is the episode that comes out tomorrow. But that the dynamics of this cast seem to me to be perfect. I mean, you know, there's some serious people. There are some people that are in it just for the animals, and there's other people that are in it just to have a job.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's kind of a motley crew, which is what makes, like, workplace comedy so fun, is you just have this. I mean, sometimes, you know, you see the people that you work with more than you see your family,
right,
or other people in your life. So they kind of become this weird family that you didn't choose, which is why you can have so many fun, like, wacky characters in the same space. And then the fact that our workplace in the show is animals, is saving animals, is just makes it even more kooky, and our show's just gotten weirder and funnier as it goes on.
Yes.
I think we really found our groove, which is just like the best feeling, and the writing is great, and we're kind of like cooking finally. In this season especially has been my favorite season to shoot.
I would totally agree with that. And through four seasons, you've had to have some animal escapades, right?
Yeah, like in real life or like on the show?
Well, no, on the show working with the animals.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, the best, you know, there's this saying, which is to never work with kids or animals.
Right.
Show business. And we're doing both. I mean, not kids that much, but we definitely have scenes where there's both. And I think the reason they say that is because they're just not lying. They're like, animals are honest. They're not following the script. They don't really care. They're just present, and you really have to go with the flow. And they become the most interesting thing on camera because of it. So we're really on the animal's schedule and timeline. And so we have to have our, you know, our ducks in a row. Well, to use an animal pun.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what, you know, we have to kind of roll with the punches with whether it's a dachshund or a turkey or a donkey or whatever it is. But we love having the animals on the show, and we're all animal people. So it's,
that's so cool.
It's really fun for us. Yeah.
That's so, and I've got a rescue pit bull mix, and you know, and he's just so loving and so great, so entertaining.
What's his name?
Wags. His full name is Scalawag. We call him Wags.
Scalawag, that's so cute.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Really good name. Good job naming that.
Thank you. Well, he does what his name is, right? He's always wagging his tail, and so we
like a good dog should. He's
right.
Like, I know my dog.
He's just a good.
I know what I was brought here to do, which is wag.
Just a good boy. And so, you know, we've had the opportunity to interact a lot with veterinarians and other, we go to a thing every year called Dogtoberfest, and the people that work with animals, they are a funny bunch. I mean, I mean, they come from all over, and your only criteria for the job is that you love animals, and so you get this big mix of people and personalities and characters that are just so cool to be around.
Yes, I mean, animals are, I think, a lot of people who don't want to deal with humans, animals, because
yes,
humans are complicated sometimes, and humans are weird and have moods and, you know, have quirks,
yeah,
and animals do too, but sometimes animals just get you in a way that, like, humans don't.
Yes.
And so I think it attracts a specific type of person, but specifically, usually, like, animal people have really big hearts, usually, and they're really caring. And so I think at the end of the day, even if our show can be really stupid or really silly or kind of, you know, we're playing pranks on each other, everyone, there's a lot of heart in the show as well. And so I think that comes from kind of the people that are drawn to this kind of job, for sure.
Yeah, I think you're right. We're talking to Vella Lovell here on the National Defense, season four of Animal Control. And the new episode that premieres tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central on Fox, and then streaming the next day on Hulu. Vella, thank you so much for the time. What a great show. I love it. And continued great success to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for watching, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, I've never had a political discussion that didn't end well with WAGs. So that's just to prove your point.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks, Vella. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because of these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Ready? Online marketing. Winning online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Winning online.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and there's a new book out, Riding the White Bull, The Making of a Navy SEAL, which is perfect for this show. Jack Ratliff is the author, and he's here with us on the National Defense. Jack, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So how long were you a Navy SEAL?
About a little over 2 years.
And
I don't know the exact date.
You know, you talk in the book about just the experience of getting into the SEALs, and we've had a lot of SEALs on the program. That situation to just make it as a Navy SEAL is incredibly intimidating to me. I mean, when you signed up for that, did you expect it would be that difficult?
I have no idea what I was getting into. they weren't as famous as they are now, and the underwater demolition teams had been a secret in World War II, so nobody knew much about them. I was just getting claustrophobic on the ship, and I was bored, and I had learned all I thought I could learn without a new enlistment. So I just decided I wanted to get off the ship and signed up for that. If I'd known what I was signing up for, I might have thought better of it.
But you made it. That's the important part. We're talking to Jack Ratliff here of the National Defense, his new book, Riding the White Bull. And I read in your book that you did not like ROTC.
Hated it. I was one of the world's worst ROTC drillers because I couldn't understand why we were doing that. I know that Armies and Marines, they have to march over long distances. I could see marching drills, but you can't march on board a ship. What I didn't understand was that that's time honored. Those drills go back to the Caesars, and they instill discipline and obedience and camaraderie, and I've since learned to appreciate that, but I didn't then. I was a poor ROTC student.
You know, I tell you what else I enjoyed about your book is that, and we, you know, we get a lot of books to review on the show, and it's all about generally the same things, but I love reading about your off work situations with your buddies and your shore leaves and, you know, that kind of thing. And I really enjoyed reading about, was it Bill? The guy that everybody trusted when he got back on the comm.
Oh yeah, Bill Maley. Yeah. He was a master seaman. He was great.
Yeah, but he was also a master at enjoying life.
Oh yeah, no, he was a man of Falstaffian appetites. It was fun to go ashore with him, but he loved exotic foods, so he would take these junior officers, including me, to some out-of-the-way place in Hong Kong, and he would eat this gelatinous stuff that didn't seem like it was fit for consumption, and he would just do it with great gusto, and we looked on with fascination. Of course, he would insist we try it, and we hated it, of course, but you know, in your life, you run into a few bigger-than-life characters. He was one of them.
Yeah.
He's an amazing guy.
We're talking to Jack Ratliff here on the National Defense, his new book, Riding the White Bull. And you talk about the SEAL training that teaches you that bravery isn't spontaneous. Talk about that a little bit, Jack.
Well, I think bravery, of course, it's essential. And I have to say that I was really lucky. I got in after Korea and before Vietnam, so I was never in combat. But so I never had to test that too much. But there were circumstances both in the seagoing Navy and in the SEALs where courage was required. But you know, it's the result. I mean, you can be courageous more often if you're well trained, if you're prepared, and the whole secret, I think, to courage in a difficult situation is very intense and a careful preparation. And that's one thing about the SEALs, the military generally. When I was in high school, I used to work on a oil exploration crew where we worked with dynamite. We'd drill holes, put dynamite in there, put the caps in, and then clamp them down with a crowbar. Well, that's extremely dangerous. What did I know? I was 16 years old. But later on in the Navy, I found out the correct way to deal with those things. And so what I've noticed about people in dangerous pursuits, including the SEALs, is that they're willing to take on the danger. That's courage, but it's intelligent courage. It's after they have removed as many risks as they can and become as prepared as they can. So the Boy Scouts got it right about that, I think. Be prepared.
Yeah, and risk assessment. You know, we've had other Navy SEALs that have been on the program that really the skills that you learn, I guess, in all of the military, but especially with that kind of elite training that the SEALs offers, it really leads into leadership and life lessons, right?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you talk about character in the book, that it's revealed under pressure and not claimed in advance, right?
That's right. Yeah, I think that that's one of the lessons that comes out of the seals. You know, at least I didn't know fully what my character was when I started into that program, but I discovered that miraculously that I did have the tenacity to stay with that, as miserable as it became. So, yeah, I think that character is forged in advance of your needs for it when you're in an emergency situation.
And so when you left the SEALs, how was your transition out?
It was pretty easy. I had already gone through a year of law school, and I was returning to go to law school. And when I got back to Austin, I met this fantastic woman that I've now been married to for 65 years. So it was pretty nice days, although I did consider going back in. When I left, I'd been putting in for jump training, airborne, and some people got it, some didn't. I hadn't gotten it, so I got a call after I went back from somebody who said it's from the Bureau of Naval Personnel and wanted me to reenlist, and I thought it was my friend Ben pranking me, so I said, oh, screw you, Ben, I'm not falling for that.
Right.
And the guy on the end said, pardon me, this is Office of Naval Personnel. So he said, we'll give you a bump in rank. If you come back in, we give you a bump in rank. We'll give you jump training, which I wanted, and we'll guarantee hazardous duty pay. And I said, tell me more about this hazardous duty pay.
Yeah.
So the Navy doesn't give that away. So fortunately, I had met the love of my life, and I wasn't leaving. I was back in law school, so I turned them down. Two of my buddies from the UDT did take them up on that, and I have this by rumor. I haven't talked to them, but they were told that they needed to resign from the military and sign on with this, quote, company. And they were in operations in the Far East in Cambodia, where we weren't supposed to be, and they never came back. So in a way, my sweetheart saved my life.
Oh, man. That's and did you say 65 years?
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Was...
The first 60 are the hard ones.
Hey, that's another book right there. Riding the White Bull, The Making of a Navy SEAL. It's Jack Ratliff. Where can everybody get the book?
It's on Amazon, online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Bookshop. And it's in most bookstores. If they don't have it, they can order it. It's being distributed by Ingram Spark, and they're everywhere. So almost anywhere, but the easiest, I suppose, would be Amazon.
Yeah, it's a fun read. I would encourage everybody to get a copy. It's called Riding a White Bull, The Making of a Navy SEAL. Have you heard from some of your SEAL buddies about this book?
I haven't, and I'm afraid they're not still around. I tried to recontact them. I got together with a couple of them about 4 or 5 years ago, and we reminisced a lot. But I've since tried to recontact them, and I've not been able. But, I was in the demolition teams when they turned into the SEALs, and that was Class 23. And so I'm 91, so I'm suspecting that the people I trained with are probably not all around.
Well, you don't talk like a 91-year, what I would think a 91-year-old man would talk like, and you don't write like one. I mean, I think that Navy SEAL culture just keeps you young, man. Jack?
You're too kind. I don't feel like I'm 91. Like Wallace Stegner said, I feel like I'm 20 with a lot of body parts that don't work too well.
Well, you said you're going to play tennis this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm lucky.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, man. Well, Jack, nice talking to you. Thank you so much for the time. And Riding a White Bull, available wherever you buy your books. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Randy.
We'll be right back.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages can send and are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to readinghomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
Hey, Miriam.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
Great to talk to you. It's the first person I think I've ever talked to named Miriam.
Oh, that's lovely. What an honor. There aren't that many of us.
That is such a unique and pleasant name. Is that a family name?
It's a long, funny story, but I was named after a great-grandmother, Mimi. Kind of mistakenly, everybody thought when I was named, you know, after her, that Mimi is often a nickname for Miriam. She was in fact named Marion. But I was very happy to get the name Miriam. And while, you know, it's not that common in the U.S., I occasionally meet another Miriam, but not often. I will often meet people from around the world in, you know, other countries. A lot, there's a lot of Middle Eastern Miriams who have various spellings like M-Y or M-A.
Really?
But pronounce it Miriam. Yes. When I got to do a film in Greece a couple years ago. And the women in Greece told me that was a Greek name. You know, there you go to Latin countries, people say that's a Latin name. I think because it's biblical, it's like an old historic biblical name. So, but yeah, in the U.S., not so many Miriam.
Yeah, so it makes you a good speller, though. It makes you a good speller.
You have to be. Yes.
Yeah. And our daughter is named Charlsey. Charlsey, and it's an old Southern name, and it has made her into a great speller.
Oh, I bet. I love that name. I've never heard that name before. It's beautiful.
and Vladimir is also a very interesting name. That's the new show on Netflix, and it's a comedy drama. Starring Rachel Weisz, Leo Woodall, and it's an adaptation of the Julia May Jonas book. Now, did you know anything about that book before the show?
Oh, I sure did. Julia May Jonas is coincidentally one of my very dear friends. And we live close to each other in Brooklyn. We actually met because our now 12-year-old daughters share a birthday. And we got to know each other through just being neighbors in Brooklyn. She is from the theater as well, so we had a lot of people in common. And we got to be friends that way. And then I was one of the people that got to read an advanced copy of Vladimir when she first was publishing it. And I fell in love with the novel. And when she told me that Sharon Horgan and her company Merman were optioning it to make it into a series, I was like, oh, that is the best news. I had no idea at the time that I would be involved any further than just
I was just going to say
cheerleader and fan.
That had to be crazy, right? I mean, when you got the part and you got to tell your friend that hey, by the way, I'm going to be in the show that you wrote.
It was so exciting. I mean, in all honesty, she was very involved in it because she not only wrote the book, but she wrote the TV adaptation and she was the showrunner. So she was in charge of everything.
Wow.
And I also know that she told me along the way during the development process when they were going to make it into a series, but way before casting was happening, she sort of admitted to me that she was writing one of the characters, one of the supporting characters with my voice in her head, which was so moving to me and so touching. But that, all that to say, it's not like I was able to just like step into the role. I still had to audition. I had to go to a callback. They had to work out the schedule with Your Friends and Neighbors, the Apple TV show that I do, because they were shooting at the same time. So there were a lot of hurdles. So it feels actually like a small miracle that it all worked out and I got to do it. It was very
special. That's so cool. We're talking to Miriam Rose Silverman here on the National Defense. Vladimir is going to be released tomorrow on Netflix. So how do you think? So this is interesting. So you were very intimately involved with the writer and the book. How do you think the TV show came out in support of that?
I think I've only seen the first two episodes of the TV show, and I think it's going to be something that people who read the book will really devour.
Good.
But also, you don't have to have any knowledge or awareness of the book at all. It sort of stands on its own, the way that all good TV adaptations do, right? There's no way you can totally do the entire novel that something is based on. You just sort of get inspired by it, and you do the TV version of it, and it's 30-minute, like, delicious, yummy, fun, like, fast-paced, really, really enjoyable episodes that I think people are going to want to... I think people will be binging it this weekend. I really do.
I just saw the trailer for it yesterday, and the guy that is like the hunk of the movie. That guy, that's pretty funny. And also very, very, it makes you want to just see like what's going to happen there, right?
Yes, yeah. Leo Woodall is the biggest hunk of all time. And their chemistry is amazing. And it's like, yeah, one of the fun parts of the show is that she sort of narrates her experience. So she has direct address moments of the camera. So you're sort of brought inside of Rachel's world, kind of, and go through her lens to watch her growing obsession with Leo's character, with this hunky young professor who has come to campus.
And who's the guy, her husband? We just had him on the show.
John Slattery.
John Slattery.
One of the greatest. That guy is.
Yes.
I mean, everybody was obsessed with him from Mad Men. He was so amazing on Mad Men. He has such an incredible career, and I was so thrilled to get to work with him on this. He's just perfect in the show. He's so good.
You've been in so many things. You were in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. You were in Dead Ringers. You've been in so many different kinds of things. How does this compare with all of your other work?
This is my favorite thing I've done. I loved all those other projects you mentioned. They're all special. I'd say last spring was one of the most exciting phases of my career, getting to be shooting Vladimir in Toronto, running back to New York to shoot season two of Your Friends and Neighbors, flying off to Texas and back to shoot Landman. It was really thrilling, and I felt like, wow, I never as a younger actor thought that I would be here. I saw myself as a theater actor, you know, and I thought maybe I'll do a little TV and film someday. I never thought I'd be getting to toggle between three shows at once. But because of my relationship with Julia, because of my love for the book and the project, because of the cast on Vladimir and everyone who created it, and because my role is so fun, I really was in heaven making it.
Well, now, so Friends and Neighbors, that was the John Hamm project?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what what did you play on that show?
I'm Gretchen Reagan on that show, and we I'm one of the friends and neighbors. You know
okay.
I'm a plastic surgeon on that show. I'm one of their friends, and like you know, you see in season one, you see me pop up in like the sonnets. You know, I was in eight episodes of the first season, but one of the great things about that show is that like the friends and neighbors are sort of we're always around. We're at the party. We're in the sauna with Amanda.
I love that show.
Yeah, I know, it's great. Well, season two comes out in a month. I cannot wait for people to see that. I have a lot more to do in season two. Yeah, early April that will come out, and we start season three of Friends and Neighbors in May. We're going to start shooting.
Oh my gosh!
So that's
that's
really
fantastic.
Cool. Yeah,
we're talking to Miriam Rose Silverman here on the National Defense, and Vladimir comes out tomorrow on Netflix. I got to tell you something that might interest you, and it may not. So I've started reading all of the Ian Fleming James Bond novels. I've never read one.
Ooh.
And I got to tell you, you know, you talk about book versus movie, totally different. And I will tell anybody, if you've never read the book, read the book. Ian Fleming it's an incredible author, and the details that are in there that are different from the movie, it's kind of mind blowing to me, because you know I'm a big James Bond fan, but I've read the first four novels now, and James Bond never ends up with the girl. It's crazy.
Right.
It's so interesting, though. Our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. Do you have any military or veterans in your life?
Not in my immediate family or life, but I definitely, my mom's side of the family had a lot of, you know, people that served in the military over the years. So I feel honored to be able to be reaching them around the world right now.
Yeah. It's so important.
Yeah.
So important.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I am so excited about Vladimir. It comes out tomorrow on Netflix. Miriam, thank you so much for the time. Great to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense. For me, staying connected to loved ones is everything. And as a veteran, you appreciate how T-Mobile makes that easy. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on America's best network, according to Ookla Speed Test. Head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. That's T-Mobile.com/military-savings. Savings with four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 a.m. on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief, your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
This is retired Shasta County Supervisor Trish Clark. The Frontier Senior Center in Anderson needs you. Recent heavy rains brought to our attention that our 30-year-old roof is leaking, threatening a facility that serves our community seniors every single day. Join us on March 14th, dinner prepared by the Anderson Rotary, auction drawings, and a chance to make a real difference. For tickets, contact the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson today, 365-3254, or go to our webpage at frontierseniorcenter.com.
Get ready for spring with Master Gardeners at Readying Your Garden, March 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Shasta College, building 4,000 and 4,500. Choose three 40-minute sessions on topics like composting, garden bugs, seeds, and starting plants from cutting. Bring a soil sample for on-site analysis and healthy cuttings for a plant swap. Cost is only $5 for materials and seeds. For more information, email mastergardener@shastacollege.edu or call 530-242-2219.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
That mission, right, that purpose. And it sounds like you have found yours.
You know, you're absolutely right. And thank you for, you know, recognizing that and, you know, recognizing all service members as they transition. You're right. The sense of purpose is essential, you know, for our service members. For me, my last active duty job was as the director for the U.S. Army Soldier for Life program, where I led enterprise-wide initiatives supporting over 1 million soldiers, veterans, and family members. And in that role, I was responsible for identifying and closing systemic gaps in transition readiness, particularly in employment, education, health and wellness, and access to trusted networks. So for me, being able to join Empower Skill Bridge program has been meaningful. It's provided me that sense of purpose, especially knowing that I can continue helping service members as they do like I just did and transition back into the civilian world.
Yeah, you know, and that's so important, Jared. We talk to people all the time that don't have such a great transition or still searching for that perfect thing out there. Tell us a little bit about, I know about SkillBridge. Tell me about Empower.
You know, Empower is a great organization, especially with respect to the SkillBridge program. We focus on cybersecurity and
oh, wow.
A lot of sense for our transitioning service members, because at its core, cybersecurity is about protection. That resonates deeply, I think, with people served. And service members are trained to operate in high-stakes environments, follow protocols, stay calm under pressure, and those skills translate naturally into protecting digital systems.
Absolutely.
We focus on industry recognized certifications like CompTIA Security Plus, CompTIA Linux Plus, Splunk Core Certified User while they're still on active duty. So it's really, really beneficial. And these are the credentials employers immediately recognize. So for us at Empower, it's not just theory. It's alignment between military strengths and that civilian demand that's out there.
I have no idea what you just said. What is Splunk?
Yes. That's one of the certifications that we provide in our program. And it's industry-wide recognized. So those individuals that go through our SkillBridge program, those are those technical certifications that employers are looking for if you want to, you know, go into the cybersecurity field. So it's pretty amazing out there.
That's pretty cool. We're talking to Jared Thomas here in the National Defense and the new executive director of Empower SkillBridge program. And the latest jobs report, that's what, you know, got our attention. It looks strong, but veteran unemployment, I guess it increased last month, especially among post-9/11 vets.
Yeah, it did. So, you know, if you look at the jobs report, the labor market is still steady, but it is clearly cooled, over the past few months. And, you know, the economy saw about 130,000 jobs added in January, but in 2025, job growth revised down slightly, which tells us that hiring wasn't as strong as initially believed. So, when growth slows, then competition increases, employers become more selective.
Right.
That's where veterans face a little friction. And not because they lack the skill, but because, military experience doesn't always translate neatly into civilian job descriptors. So, you know, it isn't about time to panic, but it is about preparation. And the tighter the labor market is, alignment, I think, matters more than ever.
Jared, that is so true, and I think a lot of people that are transitioning out of the military, I think sometimes they kind of downplay their service role because they don't think that will transition that well. But what do you think about that? I think that kind of information should be encouraged, right?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think, in my last active duty job, I used to talk about this a lot as well. We in the military don't do a great job telling our story and speaking to those that aren't currently serving the importance that our veterans have, especially their talent. And I think that employers should understand that military experience often represents accelerated leadership development. Service members manage people, they manage budgets, logistics, and risk at scale that is really uncommon at early on in civilian careers. So that challenge isn't whether veterans can meet standards. It's whether hiring systems are equipped to recognize that non-traditional resume.
Mm.
So organizations that invest in understanding military talent often find that they are hiring disciplined, adaptable professionals who are used to accountability. We also work with employer partners when companies understand how military experience translates. They often find that hiring disciplined, adaptable professionals integrate quickly in their organization. So we're not asking for charity. Workforce strategy, I believe.
And you're helping the companies, man. I mean, anytime you get a veteran as an employee, you've got somebody who's incredibly loyal, incredibly resourceful. No matter what you throw at them, they can pivot, and they've got that natural ability to stay calm. And, you know, we talked to a lot of companies that were maybe hesitant at first because they didn't have a big culture of military working there. But after they've been on the job for a while, they're like, this is the best employee I've ever had. And you must run into that a lot.
Definitely run into a lot. I think we talked about at the very beginning of the conversation. It's when those service members find that sense of purpose, it's really about, you know, finding the next mission is that they're going to embark upon. And our service members are really strong at adapting and, you know, understanding that, hey, whatever this organization I'm going to be a part of needs, I want to contribute to that and make that organization better. And again, you know, with that discipline that we're used to and being able to adjust to any environment, I think employers realize, hey, these are the type of employees that we need in our organization to help us advance and help us move forward as a team rather than without our, military transitioning talent coming into the organization.
Yeah, and not just make the company better, but make everybody around them better. And I've seen that happen a lot. We're talking to Jarrett Thomas here on the National Defense, and he's the new executive director of NPower SkillBridge program. So, Jarrett, let's say we've got some folks listening on Armed Forces Radio Network right now, getting ready to transition out. Where could they go for more information about NPower and SkillBridge?
You know, so you can definitely come to our NPower website. It provides a lot of great information. It also gives us the link to SkillBridge program where we would welcome you to join our organization and be a part of the 10-week program that over 500 service members have graduated from. And those 500 individuals, about 80% of those have gone on employment or future education in cybersecurity as well. So it is wealth of information out there on that website. Also, I would just say, you know, don't wait till the last minute.
Right.
I would recommend start early, think long term, focus on your durable skills, look at sectors out there that are growing and resilient. One, of course, is cybersecurity. You've got infrastructure, you got healthcare, you got logistics, those things that are really resonating, with our employers out there. Translate experiences into some languages and seek, you know, certifications like what we provide to you and the ones that I spoke about earlier. Seek those certifications to help map directly into employer needs. Then I would also say, take a look at available programs like SkillBridge that exist so that you don't have to navigate this transition alone. I think that's of our service members struggle is they think that, hey, my journey is different, which it may be, but you don't have to do it alone. There are a lot of organizations out there like NPower, like nonprofits out there are willing to help service members navigate this transition so that not only they're successful, but they're found successful and they are able to fit into a force and an opportunity that fits them.
And as we've seen just in the past few days, cybersecurity, very important right now, right?
It is very important, and I think it will continue to be important over the next few years. And I think that, again, it's one of those skills that will continue to grow no matter where our economy is. If it gets better, it gets worse, there's always a need for cybersecurity professionals in our nation.
Well, Colonel, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for the information. And come back on anytime.
I really appreciate this, and Randy, I really appreciate what you do for our service members, and I thank you for everything that all the information that you put out, because it's really helpful.
Hey, it is it's my honor. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Americans are having fewer children, and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth takes the Arsenal of Freedom tour to critical sites. Find out what both mean for the U.S. on this week's Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.